Have you ever thought of your journaling practice as a business relationship? Establishing a new journaling practice may seem like a daunting endeavor, and truthfully, it can be at first. But if you begin slowly with interest and curiosity instead of pressure and expectation, like any new business relationship, your new journaling practice can yield so many benefits, including deeper connections, greater insights, and opportunities for growth. In this episode, I'll be sharing 5 steps to cultivating an effective and sustainable relationship with your journal and, by extension, with yourself. So if you're struggling with forming a consistent journaling practice, then stay tuned because this episode is for you. Welcome to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Annette. Hey, my friend, how are you today? I am well. Recently, I offered a poll on my Instagram account, and the number one question I was asking everyone, you know, what are some topics that you really want me to, you know, delve into in this next couple of months? And the number one topic was, how do I create a consistent journaling practice? And I hear this question so many times. And so I begin to think about, you know, what is it about journaling that we just can't get, you know, we just can't connect to. It just seems like it's just so hard to maintain a journaling practice. And I was just asking myself, why is this? And so I begin to think of journaling as a relationship. And we think of it as a tool, and it definitely is a tool. It's definitely a resource. But journaling just goes so much deeper than how we view it broadly. And many of us view journaling as a place to document our stories and our days. And that is so true. However, journaling can be so much more personal, and it can be a personal relationship with yourself. That's how I view journaling, as a personal relationship with yourself. And I believe that our relationships with our journals are an extension of our relationships with ourselves. And so as I was thinking about this, I said, let me just talk about, in this next episode, 5 steps to cultivating an effective and sustainable relationship with our journals. This is the rough draft of the beginning of a new course I'm working on. And I believe the course will be called Sustainable Journaling Practice. I'm not really sure. Don't hold me to that. I'm tossing around a couple titles, but I really want you all to really understand the connection that you can have with your journals. I really want you to just have that connection, you know, have that connection with yourself, have that connection with your voice and with your words, because as I always say, your voice and your words and what you write is so transformative, and that it has the ability to become real. And so as you capture your thoughts, as you capture your feelings, as you capture your choices and your actions and your behaviors and your triggers and all of these things that make up and create your identity and create who you are, I want your writing to be a reflection of your personal growth. I want your writing to be a reflection of you know, how you're moving through the transitions you're currently facing in your lives, all right? So how we do that, in my opinion, is by creating a relationship with the pen and with the page. So let's get to these five steps. So step one, think about how do you define a relationship? And I want to talk about journaling as sort of a business or professional relationship, okay, as we go through. And so I'm not going to offer any prompts in this particular episode. I just want to talk about this as an entrance and an invitation to a conversation about journaling as it being a relationship instead of a tool and a resource. Again, I believe it is a tool and a resource, but I want us to just begin to think of it as a relationship, because that small reframe can and perhaps will change how you approach your practice. All right, so let's get into it. Number one is awareness. So a new relationship usually begins with interest. When you first meet someone, when you first see someone, usually, I know in my life, it usually begins with some sort of interest, some kind of connection, some curiosity, attraction, and perhaps some sort of common ground. And so in journaling, your new practice may begin with an interest and curiosity in writing down your thoughts and feelings as well. Like maybe you've heard that journaling is a good idea, or maybe journaling is something that could help. Perhaps a friend even shared that she journals and has found it to be so helpful. So maybe you're experiencing a challenge that needs clarity and you want to use journaling as a tool to help you work through your challenge. So whatever the reason, journaling seems attractive and so you want to start. That's awareness. Number two is as you make those connections, you begin to ask questions. So asking questions. So think about this. Think about your quote unquote first date with someone new. What usually happens on a first date? Most people usually ask questions. I hope that you're asking questions on your first dates. I ask questions. Questions and communication creates the foundation of a relationship. And as you learn more about the other person, then you're able to gauge whether or not you want to continue your relationship and quote unquote do business with this person. So in journaling, a good way to begin your journaling practice is with questions. So asking yourself simple questions like, tell me a bit about you, or what are some of your favorite things, or what brings you joy, or do you like the kind of work you do, or maybe what are your goals for the future? Asking these kind of questions can create a good foundation for you as you begin to truly connect with yourself. So just think about, you know, if you're meeting someone and you want to get to know them, then what kind of questions will you ask that person? There's nothing wrong with asking yourself the same questions and answering them honestly. So asking yourself and responding to the simple questions in your journal, that releases the pressure and expectation that you need to experience some huge breakthrough as soon as you start keeping a journal. So many times we feel like, if I'm not experiencing a huge breakthrough with the first couple of paragraphs that I write, I'm doing something wrong. And that's just simply not true. You don't have to have the expectation of a huge breakthrough just because you're writing something down. Now, sometimes you will have a huge breakthrough if you're really feeling a certain emotion, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling fear about something, if you're angry, that release of emotion into the page, you will automatically feel better. You will automatically feel a release and a relief. And so that could be a breakthrough, but that doesn't happen all the time. So keep in mind that in a relationship, every conversation leads somewhere. It moves you forward or it pulls you backwards. And so your conversation with self should be supportive and move you forwards towards your goal or your outcome, whatever that is. Number three, deeper connection. So the more you connect with someone, new over time. You learn more and more about them. You learn what makes them tick. You learn what they want, what triggers them, maybe what makes them happy and so forth. So the more you write, the more you're going to learn about yourself over time. And the magic word here is over time. It's going to take time to develop that relationship with yourself, whether you are getting back into the journaling routine or whether you are starting fresh with a journaling practice. It is going to take time. So please allow yourself time, allow yourself grace as you begin this practice. You're going to learn over time who you are, what you want, where you are, and where you want to go in life, and so much more. You're going to begin to notice and observe and become aware of how you feel and think and your triggers and your habits and reactions and behaviors. You're going to experience a deeper connection with yourself. And so at this point, you may decide on whether or not journaling is for you. What I want to challenge you on is give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance. Like any habit, you're not going to want to always journal. You're not going to always feel like journaling. You're not going to feel like you have something to write about. But give yourself a chance. Maybe give yourself, I'm going to write for a week. And just write something down every day for a week. Doesn't have to be a whole page, doesn't have to be a half page. It can be a sentence or a couple of words. But just doing that practice consistently will build up your journaling practice. Give yourself 30 days. I often say 30 days is great, is a great beginning to a journaling practice, because just committing to yourself and keeping your promise to yourself, that will create self-trust. And I believe that commitment and self-trust is what allows us to create sustainable habits. So after that, those 30 days or after that time frame, then you can think about, you know, and decide on whether journaling is for you and whether it's not. But give yourself time. Number four, commitment. So in a business relationship, there may be a commitment commitment to engage or collaborate in business and grow together. So at this point in the relationship, you've learned to trust the other person and you've come to the conclusion that the relationship is worth pursuing and that it can offer you the mutual benefits and support that you desire. So likewise, in your journaling relationship, as with any new habit, there comes a point where you become committed to your practice. You've realized that your relationship with yourself is worth pursuing. I love that. Your relationship with yourself is worth pursuing. And you've experienced the mental and emotional and physical and spiritual benefits of the practice. So at this stage, you begin to trust yourself more because you've kept your commitment to yourself, and you begin to trust the self-awareness and the self-reflection process. And so after your commitment, step five is that your life changes. In a regular relationship, once you choose to commit to a relationship, your life changes, whatever that relationship is. Your business and your impact grows as a result of the collaboration. Your relationship produces something that can transform the lives of others, and it may have unforeseen, far-reaching results and effects, right? So an effective journaling practice fosters change. As you fall in love with the process of releasing your thoughts and emotions onto the page, you begin to feel better and lighter. You begin to have greater clarity and self-compassion and trust and a deeper understanding of your needs, your relationships, your goals, your desires, and how your stories may impact your life. You begin to shift limiting beliefs, reframe your thoughts, explore your fears, and become more intentional in your life. You begin to change from the inside out, and your personal changes will have a lasting effect and a lasting impact on the people you love, care for, and serve in your life and business. So your relationship with yourself by way of journaling will produce something that can transform the lives of others and may have unforeseen, far-reaching effects. So that is one of the reasons I am absolutely in love with the journaling process, because it doesn't only impact you and your life, but journaling and exploring your personal stories and deepening your self-awareness of why you do what you do, that reaches out. And as you begin to nourish yourself, you will nourish the people you love, care for, and serve. As you begin to understand your stories and how you relate to your environment and how you relate to your relationships and how you relate to the work that you do in the world and your community, your customers, your clients, your children, your spouses or significant others, the people in your life, you will begin to affect them. Isn't that so powerful? That is so powerful. It's a life-changing, community-changing, world-changing practice, journaling is. And so if you can cultivate a sustainable and effective practice for yourself, then you will be able to have those far-reaching effects on other people, even though you don't even see it. I love that so much. So in conclusion, just want to go over the 5 steps again. Again, this is just the rough draft, just a couple of thoughts that I've had regarding the journaling relationship this week. And so here are the 5 steps. I hope that this is serving you in some way, that you're beginning to understand how I'm thinking about it and perhaps even reframing your thoughts around the journaling practice. And perhaps this will support you in some way as you meet the page. So step 1 is deepening your awareness. Step 2 is asking questions. Step 3 is deepening connection. Step 4 is making the commitment. Step 5 is your life changes. Okay. All right. So in conclusion, your relationship with your journal may reflect the relationship you have with yourself. After the honeymoon stage, as with any new relationship or habit, you may and you probably will cool off some. So where you may have journaled twice a day, every morning and evening, you may find that you write once a week or even less. And this happens for a number of reasons. In a physical relationship, it's normal to lose touch with people. Communication wanes due to busy schedules or obligations or priorities or a conflict of goals or a conflict of points of focus, distractions, loss of interest, and so many other things, right? Well, the same can happen in your journaling practice. When this happens in a personal relationship, you may begin to feel disconnected from that person. And in your journaling relationship, you may begin to feel disconnected from yourself, maybe a little bit fuzzy, maybe a little unfocused and unclear. And I know for me, those are the things that I experience when I don't journal for a couple of days. I feel a little edgy. When I don't journal for a couple of weeks, I'm just like, I'm so unfocused. It's just not even funny. And when I don't journal for months, oh my word, I'm just lost. And so you begin to feel and have these signs, and these signs may be indicators that you're having journaling withdrawals or withdrawals from your journaling practice. So rekindle your relationship with yourself and keep yourself motivated by remembering your why. So why do you want to journal? Why is that so important to you? Why is your practice so important to you? Why is it important that you have and that you cultivate this effective and sustainable journaling practice? Ask yourself why. I guess that can be a prompt. Why do you want to journal? Why does it mean so much to you? What would change in your life if you journaled consistently? If you had an effective practice? How would your practice change the lives of those around you? So starting with your why will keep you motivated to keep writing. So you can use your journal as your life partner, a business partner, and a tool for your personal and business growth and success. You can ask questions, you can be curious, you can be honest. So establishing your new journaling practice doesn't have to be daunting. Just take it slow and choose to create a writing relationship with yourself one day at a time. And don't forget, we don't do judgment over here in the Journal Coaching Podcast. We do grace and we do compassion. And if you skip a day, just get up and try again the next day. If you skip that day, just remind yourself that you want to cultivate this relationship and do what it takes to establish that relationship. So now, what do you think about this? What are your thoughts about a journaling experience becoming a relationship? Feel free and reach out to me on Instagram if you like, at Journal Junkie with the Y, and let me know, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about this? Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Share your thoughts with me over on Instagram at Journal Junkie. If you want to take the next step towards a more effective and sustainable journaling practice, enroll in my free mini workshop called 4 Steps to a Mindful Writing Practice. Visit www.letswriteforachange.com to learn more and to sign up. Until next time, take good care.